Lunch time. Who's a hungry leader? Huh, playing with your food again? Some inmates keep their minds active by doing crossword puzzles. I keep my gamma-charged brain alert by devising escape scenarios in villain alliances. All out of leftovers. Well, there's peas in your munch, so knock yourself out. This animosity between us is so pointless. I've become something more than human. My former name is meaningless now. I choose to be known simply as the leader. With my vast intentions, I am ready to take over all the governments of the world using these humanoids which I have created. They are utterly indestructible and obey me implicitly. With their help, I shall gain control of all my nuclear devices on Earth. My first conquest will be the Great Southwestern. Stay there, you brainless throat! Is there soil at all? My psychic brain blaster! I can reach it in time! The Hulk's synaptic patterns are radically different now that he's separated from Banner. They are preventing his power from transferring. All hail the leader. I believe that ring is more my size than yours. Gee, and you ask, why to the lady? I am your leader. Julia! Reader, let her go. Not unless given a reason. But as for that young Dr. Banner there, I do happen to have a reason. A considerable one. It is I who shall acquire the power of the Hulk. Adiri, not let's assume you don't understand a word I'm saying. But if you'll just get back on the table, I can fix this. Tremble at the might of Mordak! Ha ha ha! Well, I knew my presentation would be the highlight of the big, really amazing immense noggin convention. I rule brain time! Oh god. I need Buster. I knew you would come eventually, my old enemy. But you, of all people, must realize this is for the best. In Gamma World, no one will hunt you. No one will try and kill you. You'll be a king. Everyone who hated you, who attacked you, they will be you. Are you really going to try and stop me? Disappointing, but not unexpected. Abomination. This battle was inevitable. Brains versus brawn. For all your power, you are just an animal. And no competition for my intellect. We might know where to look. Moda, the question is how badly do you want to know? Leader, you know how you're the seventh smartest dude on the planet? Me five and six. Whoa, what's with those heads? They're ginormous! Spidey, the signal hacking your communicator is trying to hack my suit. These stasis pods may can fire arms, but they cannot contain our superior minds. It's the last thing we need right now. Wait! Well, look who's here. The Avengers. And something new's been added, I see. Is Red the new green? The leader. We know of this villain. Hulk told us about him. And did Hulk also warn you that it's best to leave me alone when I'm working on one of my projects? Is that what you call this? Looks more like you're stealing that technology. Oh, I'm afraid my plans were of a nature none of you would understand. Well, here's something everyone can... What do you want? I hear you are bested by some kids. How pathetic. You disgrace our mom. The Masters of Evil only recruit the best. Now, Enchantress. I admit I was surprised myself. The Avengers discovered the Emerald Rain Project much sooner than expected, and even with my superior intellect, I did not calculate that possibility. Is this
Cred Cray? Have you paid your dues?
Sort of a walk-right-in kind of guy?
Yeah, no.
Who's filling my ears at an unvent while I drink Pino Grigio?
Well, hey, that guy knows me. Leader, help me out. Tell everyone how much better than you I am.
This is a sophisticated club for elite villains, not a riff-rafferarium. You're out of your weight class, darling.
Joke's on you. I've never been heavier.
He means you're small potatoes.
I just came from Ponderosa Steakhouse. I'm full of huge potatoes.
Would you do me the kindness of counseling a bitter man at the end of his rope? That's what you do, isn't it? Guess we have 5 minutes until the MPs drag your ass on it. You ruined my grand finale on the Indian Ocean. So now I'm forced to turn myself in to get what I want. Well, if you're waiting for an apology, we'll be here a while. I'm waiting for you to realize that we both want the same thing. For the world to see Ross as he truly is.